Welcome back. If you are still with us, we are looking at rapturing faith, and this is a review, rapturing faith. I'm going to quote from Reverend William Branham in the sermon, Israel and the Church, Part 2, preached in 1953, March 26, 1953. Okay? He says, but God is just now loosening up the church everywhere, getting it in order now, so he can get it into the rapture. God to give it rapturing faith before it can go in the rapture. Unquote, Reverend William Branham. God to give it rapturing faith before it can go in the rapture. So that leads me to my first question, sir. Is there anything like rapturing faith?
Well, maybe we should even know what is a rapture. Okay. Because there's no word in the Bible as a rapture.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I know we've spoken over and over and over.
True, sir.
The whole touch of Jesus Christ, the commonest word.
Yes, sir.
The most popular word.
True.
Is rapture. Hmm. Rapture. So what is the meaning of rapture? In simple term, is body change for translation.
Body change for translation.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
From my understanding, I break it down to this definition.
Okay.
You see, 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Yes, sir.
Verse 51 and verse 52.
Okay. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
That is the body changed. Body changed. Uh-huh.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and dead shall be raised incorruptible.
Incorruptible, there because the body will be changed.
And we shall be changed.
And we too shall be changed.
Amen.
What are we being changed for? I say it's a body change for translation. And that is what we see in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and verse 17.
Okay. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
Uh-huh.
With the voice of the archangel,
uh-huh,
and with the trump of God,
uh-huh,
and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
You see, that is the translation.
Amen.
The way which are alive and remain, I'm quoting.
Yes, sir.
Then which are alive and remain shall be caught up. After the body change, then the translation, to be caught up together with them in the clouds. Translation, to do what?
To meet the Lord in the air,
and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And that's the promise the Lord gave us in John chapter 14, verse 1, maybe up to verse 4.
Okay. Let not your heart be troubled.
Yes.
Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you.
Mm.
I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself.
Mm.
That where I am, there ye may be also.
I will come again and receive you. Amen. That is, he'll be caught up and meet him in the air. He'll be receiving us.
Amen.
And that where I am,
there ye may be also.
And whither I go, you know, and the way,
ye know.
You know, because he has told us.
Hallelujah.
Where we are going. That is talking about the rapture.
Amen.
So Christ will be coming to take us home.
Amen.
That is where we get the word rapture.
Amen.
Rapture simply means the body change for translation.
Wow. Thanks for this
definition,
sir. Okay, but still back to my question.
Yes.
Is there anything like rapturing faith?
Yes. Is the faith that positions you, rapturing faith, is the faith that positions you for the body change.
The faith that positions you for the body
for
change.
For the body change.
Okay.
Because that faith, you know, creates a response, you know, then places you therefore in an estate where that body change can take place.
Mm.
You can't do the body change, you know. I think it's another work of grace.
Hallelujah. Wow.
So you think along that line.
Okay, sir.
Yes. Okay. So it's a revelation you have that positions you for homegoing.
Revelation that positions you.
Yes. For the body change.
Okay. Wow, this is very interesting.
For the body change, in case you want to write. Rapturing faith is the revelation that positions you for the body change.
Okay, let me cite Brother Abraham again.
Yes.
In his sermon, The First Seal, preached in the year 1963, March 18th, 1963.
Yes.
Says, that's right, and I believe that through those seven thunders will be revealed in the last days in order to get the bride together for rapturing faith.
Now, quote it again.
Through the seven thunders.
Uh-huh.
Will be revealed in the last days in order to get the bride ready, get the bride together for rapturing faith.
Okay. Can you hang this quote and quote it later? Because I'm going to make reference
to
the meaning of this. Read it again.
Okay.
Oh, that's a very perfect quote for me.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Okay.
What does it say again?
That's right. And I believe that through those seven thunders,
yes,
will be revealed in the last days in order to get the bride together for rapturing faith.
Perfect. William Branham is 100% perfect. And I'll come to that in a moment.
Okay.
Rapturing faith, like I said, it's a revelation you have that positions you to be prepared for homegoing, for the body change, for the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Before I come to that quote, I want you to understand my definition.
Okay, sir.
So that you understand what is rapturing faith more clearly.
Okay.
Daniel, in Daniel chapter 9, let's read it from verse 1.
In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, Daniel understood.
So that verse. That verse is actually starting with timeline when it happened. What was it?
In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that I would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem.
Now, listen very well. He understood by books. Jeremiah had earlier prophesied. And it is the fulfillment of that prophecy that they will be in captivity for 70 years that Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed their city, even as the prophecy spoke, the Lord spoke through Jeremiah, and they were in this captivity. Now, all that, Jeremiah would have prophesied, but not all the Jews would have known about it, because prophecies were put on record. They did not have internet for everybody to hear.
Yes, sir.
So there'll be key people, and they had their own means of doing it. They had their record where they keep record. If you wanted to know anything, you go there.
Mm.
And usually, the messages are usually sent to the king, and the king is supposed to know how to communicate any message from the Lord to the people. And so many of them could have just found themselves in captivity. You can imagine 70 years. In the Chaldeans religion. In the heathen religion and practices, and they were slaves. But there is an element of people there.
Amen.
Daniel was among them.
Hallelujah.
And it is also, that's why I say it's a work of grace.
Mm.
Because why will it be suddenly, it just dawned on him that he should check something? That is where we got the reason to preach the Issachar anointing. And that itself is a work of grace. Please take note of these things as I speak under inspiration here, because some of these things come as we're talking here. Because we're looking at the works of grace. You know, Daniel did not say he will wait till so year, then he will look at the books. Something just occurred to him, and he looked at the books.
Amen.
So then, according to history, by the time he found out, he went back to know, how long are we going to stay in this captivity? Brethren, Christianity has been on for the past 2,000 years. Christ is coming. Mm. How long are we going to stay before Christ will come? It's in the scriptures.
Amen.
And so he understood, started studying. Yeah. By the time he studied, he calculated backwards and discovered they had spent 68 years.
Amen.
Remaining how many years more?
Two more years.
Now that revelation, I'm talking about rapturing faith, that revelation provoked a response.
Mm.
Now, if his mind was in Babylon before, whatever, I remember that he was a king, he was doing very well, he was a prince of province, he was, you know, in and out of the king's court, he was among the wise men, he was among those to be reckoned, the privileged people in the society, the VIPs, among the rulers. But suddenly, he sees that they are not to remain there forever. Now, from that time, his heart will not be home.
Amen.
That itself is a rapturing faith. So, rapturing faith, that is the revelation.
Mm.
It starts with the revelation.
Okay.
Now, so you see, then, because it starts with the revelation, verse 3 of Daniel chapter 9.
Okay.
See what happened.
Mm. And I set my face unto the Lord God.
Uh-huh. His prayers changed.
Mm.
Can you see? His prayer now changed. Uh-huh.
To seek by prayer and supplications,
uh-huh,
with fasting and sackcloth,
uh-huh,
and ashes.
Uh-huh.
And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, oh.
And then on and on and on and on until you read somewhere in verse 24 where now further revelation was given to him.
Amen.
Now, so the estate of the mind of Daniel, as a result of that revelation, that faith is called the rapturing faith.
The estate of the mind of,
yes,
Daniel.
Yes.
As a result of the knowledge he had,
yes,
that there was 2 more years.
Exactly.
Mm.
So the prophecy that were given.
Yes, sir.
He had to understand by books,
mm,
to know the season. Revelation of the season of the rapture provokes a response.
Mm.
You see, in Luke chapter 21.
Hallelujah.
Luke, verse 25.
Luke chapter 21 and verse 25 says.
Yes, read it up to verse 28.
And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon.
You see?
Uh-huh. And in the stars.
Uh-huh.
And upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity.
Uh-huh.
The sea and the waves roaring.
Uh-huh.
Men's hearts filling them for fear.
Mm-hmm.
And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth.
Uh-huh.
For the powers of heaven shall be shaken.
Uh-huh.
And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with, uh-huh, power and great glory.
Uh-huh.
And when these things begin to come to pass.
When these things begin to come to pass.
Then look up and lift up your heads.
Where are you looking up to?
Hmm.
It's not physical, look up. It's your heart becomes homeward.
Mm.
You become homeward bound in your lifestyle. In your lifestyle. You know, in Revelation chapter 11, we also have a perfect description of rapturing faith.
Yes, sir.
We call them the heroes of faith. Verse 7, Revelation chapter
Hebrews.
11. I mean, sorry, Hebrew chapter 11.
Yes, sir.
If you look at, let's pick some characters there. Noah, for instance, verse 7, what does it say?
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet,
uh-huh,
moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house.
What did he do?
He moved with fear.
Moved with fear. He had something.
After he was warned by God.
After he was, so revelation.
Mm. Amen.
Revelation. What happened? They, see what?
Prepared an ark to deceive themselves.
That is what provoked a response.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
By the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
Abraham, verse 11.
Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised.
Sorry, okay. Which verse are you
verse
reading?
Verse 9. You mean verse 9?
Verse 9, sorry.
Okay, let me start from verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called...
That's the scripture I'm looking for. Abraham chapter 11, yeah, verse 8.
When he was called to go out into a place...
He was called to go out into a place...
Which he should after receive for an inheritance.
Uh-huh.
Obeyed.
Uh-huh.
And he went out, not knowing whither he went.
Now, watch it.
By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise.
Yes.
As in a strange country.
Uh-huh.
Dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.
Go to verse 10 first.
For he looked for a city which has foundations.
That is the verse, yes.
Whose builder and maker is God.
Uh-huh.
Then verse 13.
Verse 13.
These all died in faith.
All these ones, all these heroes of faith we're talking, they died in faith.
Not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
You see? For
they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly.
Now you see what Revelation, what it does.
Amen.
They no longer look here on the earth and where they are. Their mind becomes focused there. It is called rapturing faith.
Amen.
Rapturing faith is the faith that makes you so heavenly minded until you become earthly useless.
Hey. Oh, sorry. Okay, let's take a breather, yes, sir. All right, brethren, we'll take a quick break so that some of us can absorb this shock or properly digest this revelation. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.